3. Susanna is in Central Park, and it's cold enough to see her breath. The sky overhead is white from side to side, a snow sky. She's looking down at the polar bear, who's rolling around on his rocky island, seeming to enjoy the cold just fine, when a hand snakes around her waist. Warm lips smack her cold cheek. She turns, and there stand Eddie and Jake. They are wearing identical grins and nearly identical red stocking caps. Eddie's says Merry across the front, and Jake's says Christmas. She opens her mouth to tell them, "You boys can't be here, you boys are dead." And then she realizes, with a great and singing relief, that all that business was just a dream she had. And really, how could you doubt it? There are no talking animals called Billy Bumblers, not really, no Taheen creatures with the bodies of humans and the heads of animals, no places called Fedic or Castle Discordia. Most of all, there are no gunslingers. John Kennedy was the last. Her chauffeur Andrew was right about that. "Brought you hot chocolate," Eddie says, and holds it out to her. It's the perfect cup of hot chocolate, mit Schlag on top and little sprinkles of nutmeg dotting the cream. She can smell it, and as she takes it, she can feel his fingers inside his gloves and the first flakes of that winter's snow drift down between them. She thinks how good it is to be alive in plain old New York. How great that reality is reality, that they are together in the year of our Lord. What year of our Lord? She frowns because this is a serious question, isn't it? After all, Eddie's an 80s man, and she never got any further than 1964, or was it 65?